I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our team woke up and confirmed with Dr. Morin their mission. They're going to hunt down the rogue agent that left the facility. They're using Sarah's tracking centaur. They have tracked the rogue guard to an underground station. On the way there, however, our team were attacked by a group of rabid dogs. A pack, you might call it. The fight went well, with one exception, is that Winnegan got ourselves ripped apart. The team now find themselves in the middle of the city ruins, surrounded by dead dogs and a severely injured Winnegan.
Winnegan, are you going to let me heal you now?
I wasn't exactly stopping you before. I can only hope you're more successful than you usually are, though.
It's bleeding out on the floor.
Put a little bit of spit in that. It'll be just fine. Don't worry.
So, yeah, I might as well start this off with a medical check. I mean, I seem to be so good at them, so...
Mm-hmm. All right. Give it a little hot tub!
That's it, buddy bub. You spit right on this needle here, and you can get some of that.
Yummy. That would have to plug the hole.
That's Jesus Christ. I think if you have a hole that big in you, you're already dead.
But yeah, so Cap, can I do a medical roll with one of my stim packs? I think this could be my third one. I don't know, but
go for it. Take a stim pack and roll medicine for me. Whenever you're ready. Ooh. There you go, crit success.
Nice.
Target a 9-year-old or 1, you get 2 successes, so yeah. What is your medicine skill? 3?
Yes.
Excellent. You're going to give her 6 hit points back on that success.
You see, when it works, it works.
Doesn't work.
Only about like 10% of the time. 10% of the time it works, 100% of the time.
That is only half the damage you took, though, isn't it, Winnegan?
Well, I'm on 11 HP out of 13, and I've been gifted this magical knowledge neither. meta? What's meta? But yeah, I'm mostly healed up. I'm only missing 2 HP.
Good stuff, good stuff.
I think I'm good. I think I'll be fine.
Didn't talk about stuff or talk.
And I'm going to play the Pokemon music. Dun, 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 dun.
I think he did last time, but we've got to let the robot get his wins when he can.
That's not very often with the robot.
Exactly.
Bit of pity, I suppose.
Shall we continue our mighty journey, my friends?
Our mighty journey.
Is there, like, a robot place that we can, like, trade this one in for or something? Because I know we can't back get another...
I am property on Vault-Tec.
We could go back to the sex dungeon. They had robot.
Okay, you know I'm kind of liking where this is going. Because obviously this is the worst that the vault has and all they have left. So, I mean, obviously we're not going to get anything else from the vault. But this one's clearly defective because it kind of fails at the one job it does do.
Well, I did offer to put a mute button on it.
That is true.
I like that option. I like that option. But it still needs to be able to pass medical checks. And it doesn't do that.
Upgrades, I suppose.
I suppose this is...
Cartman, is Nurse Andy not even going to defend herself? She just did a successful one.
Hey, you just I let my silence and the results speak for themselves. Remember, emotions are not for robots.
Recent actions aside, your history, your portfolio is not very...
Nook.
Good.
We don't currently have access to any upgraded models, but potentially we could get one in the future, but for now, we need to just complete our missions before we've got.
10-4.
Right, onwards we go, I suppose?
Alright, and onwards the team go indeed. The team finally reaches the entrance of the subway tunnels, a yawning maw of darkness that seems to swallow the dim light of the fading day. The oppressive silence of the underground is broken only by the distant drip of water and the occasional skittering of unseen creatures. The entrance to the subway tunnels looms ahead. It's dark, foreboding. So, you are now outside of an underground station. There is one single dim light lighting the way down the stairs. What do you do?
You want guy to go first?
Can anyone see in the dark?
Robots potentially can? I'm not entirely sure. I assume they had infrared, but he's not a combat droid.
Sadly, my eyes do not see through darkness. Can't remember the actual name for it, but
night vision. You know what? I have a very.
Oh, I have an idea.
Very neat idea. Can we, light a stick? What do they call it? Oh, a torch. Can't we just have a torch?
Well, we could do that, but I do have this glow in the dark paint. So do you want to draw essentially skeleton faces and bones on our arms and go down looking like fucking badasses? I'd quite like to.
Is that the glow in the dark loop?
Yes, go down like fucking Mad Max Raiders. Neon version.
We don't have guitar. We can't go down proper.
Fair. We could use the glow in the dark paint to make a glow stick essentially. Because I think slapping ourselves in it might give us a disadvantage.
God would have idea.
Oh my god, hey, you're a genius. Hey, I know what you like think.
Big fish.
Don't you look at me like that.
No, it's not you. Yes, it'd be perfect. After all, you're always going to be holding it. It's your weapon.
Exactly. Glow in the dark. So, Dominator.
What did you just hit there?
No, nothing. I just rolled it for the sake of just...
He wanted to show us what...
No. You rolled it. You rolled it. You know the rules. You've hit something.
The rule?
Fuck the wall.
You'd hit the tube of body paint and splatter
everything.
You
rolled without the DM telling you you could roll. We talked about this, Matt.
Yeah.
Gertrude smacks the wall of the stairway going towards the underground of the station and accidentally hits what used to be a glass map of the subway station. The map was behind a glass, one of those sheets that keeps the map behind. It's a window. It's got a map.
To the window.
Yeah,
the
you know what I'm talking about. Anyway,
the window.
She hits that, she smashes it. Everybody please roll a survival against endurance check for me.
Oh, look down my butt.
Oh, this is just fucking great.
Perhaps we need a new super mutant as well.
Sorry, how many dice is that? 2d20s, yeah?
Winnigan fails really badly.
Oh, God, succeed.
Endurance survival, was it?
Billy Bob Firewater fails.
Yes, endurance survival.
Oh my god, that was a critical failure for
Carmen. No, it's not. I'm going to roll luck.
No, you can't on a crit fail.
I love it.
Everybody fails except from Gertrude.
I love that this crit fails happens right after I talk about how incompetent our robot is, and he's like, I'll let my actions speak for themselves.
your words jinxes, Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
He smashes, he just starts floating on, smashes the wall.
Don't do that, Cap. Don't do that. That's
everybody.
It's not me.
We've had this discussion with you, Matt.
Are you seriously, because Matt rolled to show us the weapon,
everybody
take half our HP in damage?
Everybody except from Matt takes 5 hit points worth of damage. Do you have any damage resistances?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Cap, because and I think the glass... Is there now glass embedded into the Dildominator?
Do you really want to push your luck?
No, Matt. All the glass is embedded in your teammates.
God damn.
Wait, buddy. Oh, wait. Did I need to do that for Snufflepuff, too?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Are you going to kill his dog because you rolled
early?
Well,
I forgot. Okay, so there's this difference. So I'm going to do body and other because they don't have, your attributes. Okay, they pass.
Oh,
okay.
Thank God for that.
I should have put some armor.
The dog's the only one out of you in the past.
Yeah.
Alright, so who has damage resistance on their torso?
I don't know.
On the torso.
I have end resistance.
Okay, one at a time, please.
I have 4 energy resistance on my main body. Physical
resistance. Yeah. Oh, excellent. So you only take 1 point of damage.
Good, I've only got 11 max HP.
Wedigan, you're next.
I have no physical resistance on my torso.
Yeah, so you now have a bleeding wound.
I have everywhere else, yeah. Bleeding wound. Who knew that a tiny sprinkling of glass could do as much damage as getting mauled by a dog for 45 minutes? Truly is incredible.
Truly incredible.
It's okay, Winnegan. I shall heal you momentarily.
Uh-oh.
We should have bought more fucking blood packs.
Ivar, Billy Bob, what about your damage resistances in your torso?
I've been shattered.
Excellent. So you only take 3 points of damage.
And I have energy resistance.
You don't have any physical resistance. Excellent. So you're the same as Winnegan. You've took 5 points of damage.
Hey, look, Gertrude found map.
Straight for
that
profile.
I'm about this close, big girl, to taking that thing and shoving it up your ass.
I'd like to see you try and take it off me.
You literally just hurt all of us. And first thing you say is, I found a map.
I would quite like to not be dying. I am bleeding out over here yet again. Seems to be the order of the day.
I'm coming, Winnegan. I shall assist you. Once I figure out how many stim packs I have.
You should have 2 left.
Oh, good, I got refilled. I thought I used them, but cool.
So yeah,
remind him of that.
Medical check.
I'm a
medical
droid,
robot, not a storage mode robot. I don't keep inventories, goddammit.
If you don't have any stim packs, do you just stop being a nurse handy? Like, what happens then?
Oh, well, look at that. Another 2 successes there. Yeah, you get 6 health points back, Winnegan.
See. All worked out in the end, and Gertrude now has a map.
Well, I mean...
But now I'm missing a stim pack.
Ivor's still bleeding in the corner.
Can I use a blood pack of my own?
He's a doctor.
Do you want to use a blood pack?
Yes.
Yeah, you can just do that yourself, a blood pack. It's just a consume a one from your inventory, and I think that's 3
did
points.
Did you just say it's just a cunt?
Ooh. I did not say that, no.
I'll clip that.
I've been called worse, it's fine. I've been called worse.
It's just a cunt.
Oh, just being a wee cunt, eh?
That's going to be clipped.
Oh, sorry.
You're getting further away from Scottish every time you do that bit. It's becoming so Irish.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Matt's just getting worse and worse.
So, I'm gonna carry on down the corridor towards the light.
So, yeah, just confirming with Flower there. Wrench gets healed for 3 points with a blood pack.
Done.
Sorry, jump again.
Don't go into the light, robot.
We still need to apply the glow paint so we can see what we're fucking doing.
Are you wanting to rub that onto Gertrude?
You know what? Winnegan absolutely is down for that. Are you kidding? Winnegan is about to lose focus and have a consensual workplace relationship.
That sexual music I found on royalty free is getting his money's worth.
I've been really trying to hold back these.
Oh,
my
dear God.
Gertrude.
Okay, so can I just get this straight that you're looking to go down into this underground, illuminating the way with glow in the dark body paint?
Gertrude should go first.
Gertrude,
who votes that Gertrude should go first?
I think the judge.
Yes, she has the glow in the dark deal dominator. She shall go first.
Can I walk slightly behind?
Go on, Gertrude. Use your glow in the dark deal dominator right away.
You want me to use it?
I think I should just use it as a torch for now. But I might go a little bit behind you, see if I can spot any traps without being, you know, the one to take any hits if someone jumps out.
Yes, Gertrude, we'll be right behind you while you use your Deal Dominator glow in the dark toy. Enjoy.
TM.
I mean, while they're doing this, can I, like, prepare a torch behind them? Like, not light it, but, like, this is obviously gonna fail. Just, like, can I have like, a stick behind them with, like, dripped in alcohol or whatever, like, ready to go? Cap?
You know what? I think with the time it takes for them to apply the body paint, that's perfectly reasonable. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna light it because they don't know I've got it. But I'll be like, okay, once shit hits the fan, which it probably will, I'm just going to have this here and I can light it real quick.
You can have a medieval-style, fantasy-style, just flame-on-a-rag torch. No problem.
Thank you, Cap.
Sorry, Flavor, you were saying something there, or was it Garmin?
Oh, no, I was just being silly. Don't worry about it.
Can't say a bloody thing.
Alright, so this is your ideas on how to get light sources for this.
Gotcha, now Jedi!
Okay, yeah, the Del Dominator is now a lightsaber.
A dildo lightsaber.
Yeah. Wait a second, is this the first I'm hearing that Fallout is in the same universe as Star Wars is a thing?
It turned on a vibrate setting, it sounded like a Star Wars lightsaber.
There is so many logic loopholes here!
Carry on, Cap.
She presses the vibrator button.
Imagine if it fucking extended like that. Telescopic.
Let me just say, for lore reasons here, just for the lore, there was no vibrator button on the Dildominator.
It's out of batteries, big girl. Here, let me give. I think I got some batteries here. Hold on. Oh, there we go. We have there.
Double days.
It's an upgrade. You're gonna have to find the resources to purchase. Anyway, you're all stood at the top of this underground, ready to go down, covered in glow-in-the-dark body paint with a glow-in-the-dark Dildominator. Billy Bob is the only one that hasn't been painted yet. He is bringing up the rear with
I thought we were only painting the Dildominator.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I apologise. Is it just
Yeah, because we realised you were probably going to give us a like accuracy debuff or something.
I thought Dubstep was dead.
Like the idea of you going down dressed as skeletons, spooky glowing skeletons.
I like it as well, but I also know it'd be easier to shit and you'd probably cause it on it, so.
Okay, so it's just the big glowing Dildominator you're using for a light source as you go down.
Right. I don't know. Because on my robot it has the three eyes. Don't I have a flashlight out of those three eyes?
Apparently not.
Cartman. I'm glad at least one of you asked if you had a flashlight. Because yes, you do.
This is more fun, though.
Do you want a hint as well? Three of you have flashlights.
Yeah, but it's not as fun as this. This is better.
Goodbye.
You rob us of the joy of the glowing dark dildo.
Three flashlight, two flashlight.
Oh, no, it's fine. You've got your glowing dildo. As you see my eyes, it's suddenly just, illuminate into a big flashlight.
You're right, Billy Bob. You're not one of the ones that have flashlights, but there is three people in the team that could
now,
light the way.
Would I have known that they had flashlights?
Yes, you should have.
Am I one of the people with flashlights?
Yes.
Where is it?
Both you and Ivor have a pit boy.
Oh, the pit boy. Okay, I thought you meant we had a separate one.
I thought it was the multi-tool. I was just reading it then.
Huh.
Okay, in my defense, I completely forgot as well that the pit boy actually had a flashlight.
To be fair, you don't have one of your own, so that's fine.
Any stats actually on the Pip-Boy? See what's that actually in the Pip-Boy itself?
Yeah, it's in your perks for some reason.
But I was enjoying listening to the puzzle that was the darkness that wasn't supposed to be a puzzle.
What do we do? This is the most elaborate puzzle yet. Guys, we need to put our heads together. I get it. Body paint on a dildo. Let's do it.
I don't think
the old saying of you give a game a puzzle, get creative answers.
You're the epitome of
the old saying that we've never heard before. Yeah,
yeah, that old saying, Cartman. Yeah.
Yeah, that old saying that everyone knows. God.
Doesn't say I have a Pip-Boy, actually. I might. There you go.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
We've got a light source. We're fine. Let's go.
All right, so Gertrude takes the lead, waving her dildo in front of her. The faint glow of it bouncing off of the walls. The further you venture into the tunnels, the more signs of life, or rather, of what used to be life. It's broken, rusted tracks stretch out before you, leading deeper into the abyss. There's old posters, all torn and torn, all faded and torn, all hanging off the walls, and the ground's littered with debris, just like discarded belongings, twisted metal, the occasional bone. And yeah, so the tunnels open up into a larger chamber as you go through them. The ceiling's high, there's arches visible in the dim light that your Del Dominator is now emanating. And can I get a perception check from all of you? Everyone, so just a perception against survival.
Everyone who's looking.
Billy Bob, crit failed. Oh, yeah.
Everybody except from Billy Bob and Winnegan. So, Ivor.
Ah, I successed as well.
Nurse Handy, Gertrude, you'll start to hear a chittering sound. Chittering sound growing louder and louder as the beam of light starts to move around the larger chamber.
As I got a crit one, can I identify that chittering sound?
Yes, you can.
Surely it'd be a shaft of light.
I think it might be a murloc of some sort. They chitter.
Yes, through the shaft of light, the
Oh, and I'd like to upgrade my perk, Mysterious Stranger, before we enter anything.
You want some Mysterious Stranger?
All right, I'm going to take a note of that just now. Mysterious Stranger's been activated. And
I have to do that before action.
As you're scanning the chamber across the shaft of light, the shadows start to move as this chittering sound grows louder. And the Nurse Handy unit is able to identify these shadows as something that you've seen before. Now, you've only seen one of them before. Last time it was in a team of rad roaches. This time, it's a team of its own kind.
Uh-oh.
Several massive rad scorpions have made this underground chamber their home. And it has become very clear now that the scattered debris remains, the bones that are strewn across the ground, this is where they come to feed.
Oh, I've heard about these.
I wonder if they'd make a good lobster pot.
That would fuck it, Matilda.
Oh, very with a little bit of cayenne pepper. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, Old Bay.
Just need to
find some.
Use the claws as suits as this one needs.
I'm afraid you'll get tapeworm that way. Raw seafood's really not the way to go.
All not right. Seafood, again, scorpion. We have like an unspoken thing. I really want to try this lobster bisque thing we got going. Hey, we need to keep one alive. What do you think?
You don't need to cook them alive. You can kill them and then cook them.
Yes, but they... Yeah, you're right.
And these ones might have toxins we need to remove before we boil it.
Can I have the poisons?
All right, we'll kill them and keep and eat them.
William's from Mary Holland. Okay, you've killed it with fire.
You want Gertrude to paint train in there? And
actually, yes, good idea.
You're not going to smash up all the meat, were you? I mean, I'm not one to make it hamburger meat.
I mean, I technically tenderize it with the dildo.
As you discuss recipes, the rad scorpions have now noticed you coming down the stairs. Four of them have turned and are attacking. Can you all roll initiative for me, please?
No, Cap, they couldn't. I was whispering. Couldn't you hear? There's no way.
Cool. Oh. My initiative does not work.
Stage whisper. Meh, 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 meh.
God, what the fuck is wrong with your character sheet?
I don't know. I realised that my luck was up as well. It said I had a maximum of 5. But I know for a fact that I can't have the Mysterious Stranger perk with 5 luck. It's 7 luck. And also, I think my health is low. You shouldn't have 11 health. I should have more than that.
Oh, maybe we can keep some of them high.
We can run. We can keep going.
Hey, guys. Just for those of you who have a bit more knowledge about Fallout.
Uh-oh.
A little bit more. Not much.
A bit more. I have none. Are ghouls and, like, supreme mutants, do they have to breathe? Or are they, like, undead?
No, ghouls are still people. They are alive.
Okay, and safe for super mutants?
Yeah.
No, they're the FEV virus. The super mutants are from the that mountain complex. They made the
okay.
Yeah, so they are mutants, but they are living creatures. Nothing's undead. No.
Okay.
Even the zombie versions of them, they're not like undead. They're just horrifically mutated people.
Is there anything around we can lock the door to this place with?
Shut the door and walk away.
Yeah, like the entrance. Big boulder, perhaps?
Something we don't need?
They are already on the attack, and it's quite a large entrance to the chamber. It's
never mind, then. I'll use that for something else. Never mind. My plans will come to fruition some other time.
Yeah, an explosive would just leave marks in the stairs. It wouldn't actually collapse the chamber.
Oh, good. It wasn't exactly what I was thinking, but we can worry about that later.
Don't damage the tails too bad. I want them.
Okay, so that appears that Winnegan gets to make the first move here.
I was scheming, but I think it'll ruin our dinner if I go through with it. So, just musket time. These things were fairly strong, weren't they? I'll start off with double rounding this then.
Alright, you're going to double crank it. Brilliant, so that's an extra ammo for an extra damage dice.
And again, Matt is a child. A natural toddler.
Yep. Can't hear the word crank, can you?
It's a crank, not quack.
Success?
Yes, that is a hit. Roll the damage for me.
8 plus piercing 1.
8 plus piercing 1, and you are right, they do have energy damage resistance, so that's going to go straight through their energy damage resistance. So you're going to do 8 points of damage to the first Rad Scorpion as it is on its way. It was on its way to attack the dildo-wielding Gertrude, and you have just crippled it. So where did you cripple it? Where did you hit it?
Do I roll
hit
for that?
It in that you actually you've knocked off one of its legs. You managed to tear off one of its legs with your shot.
Billy Bob, do you think those will be like crab legs?
A pair of teeth. Oh.
Well, I'm really curious too whether or not the legs will be good, because if it's like lobster, then you want to go for the meat on the inside. But if we're going
to
go
seared,
crab,
a very sweet smell starts to fill the chamber.
Delightful.
Oh. It's like how Mama used to make it.
No one has any spices or anything, by the way, for going through with this.
But,
I think it'd be nice.
But
I have flavored loot.
Winnegan, who knows? Maybe this is like both. Maybe the breast meat and the legs are good.
Oh, that would be delightful. I haven't had seafood in quite a while.
All right, so don't seriously damage.
We kill them.
All of it.
But
we'll kill
be
them.
Be careful.
But yes, we want to keep as much meat as we can, right?
All right, it's going an interesting way. So. Right, so that's one of them damaged. And Ivor, you get a shot before the Rad Scorpions get theirs, yep, as well. So what do you want to do?
I would like to use my minor action to take aim, because it seems like they might have armor. And my perk is the awareness. Take minor action, target, close range. Would you say they're in the close range?
Yes, they've managed to make their way to close range by this point.
Right. So, see, assume they've got armor, so hopefully I'll be able to actually do an extra bit of damage when they've got armor. So I want to take a shot with my pistol. Let's get the first one for the grill.
Alright, now there's 4 to choose from. Winnegan's already hit one of them. Which one are you aiming for?
Same one, to decrease the numbers.
Yep, so you want to just aim for the same one that Winnegan just hit?
Yep.
Yeah, so go for it. Where you want to hit it?
Centre mass.
Absolutely. Roll the damage. Oh, that's a crit. Excellent. So you managed to roll a 1 there. 2 successes. That's definitely a hit. Roll the damage for me, please.
Okay. 3 energy damage. And is it plus 1 because I've used me minor action?
Yeah, so you do. Yep, excellent. Yeah, you do. There is some energy resistance on its body, so you actually only do 2 points of damage there, but you did damage it.
Yay. I helped everybody.
Well done.
Excellent.
Good job. Good job. I'm real proud of you.
I'm actually getting.
I got a feel for this now. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I like put my hand on my shoulder. I'm proud of you.
Carmen, what was your initiative roll?
11.
11, excellent. So yeah, the Scorpions are going to go next. The first one that's been shot a couple of times and it had its right leg blown off, did fall over as it was running towards Gertrude. So it's going to be out for the rest of this turn. A second one was heading towards Gertrude because they were attracted by the light and tried to sting her. It successfully managed to sting her. And it hit her in the... right in the middle of the torso, right in the breast.
The breast.
It hits you in the breast. And it does 3 points of poison damage.
Oh, the mammaries! Not the mammaries!
They're the best part.
Now, I think that Gertrude, you do you have immunity to poison being a super mutant?
Yes, poison immunity.
That's excellent. So, this thing stung you. So you only take the 3 points of damage. You don't get poisoned.
No, I
poisoned.
Don't. 4 physical damage resistance.
You don't. You don't get the benefit of the physical resistance on this one.
What, from the entirely physical sting?
Is the sting energy then?
No,
what
it's
type
the
of damage
poison.
Is it?
So it's you're immune thing. To. You're immune to the poison damage.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this does zero damage to you at all. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, this thing stung you. So it stuck its stinger into one of your breasts and you barely felt it. It's done no damage to you.
Titty piercing. Speed
rush. I'm so proud of Cap to try and be the dad in this. You hit her in the tit. That's all you have to say. You hit her square in the tit. All right.
God, you've got packs of steel. Flower, stop fucking your microphone.
It's in the way.
Every time. Every time he's so cool.
You know how much
as Flower fucks with
out.
His microphone, as Rad Scorpion attacks Ivor.
Punishment. Like a bastard.
Okay,
unfortunately, oh. It missed entirely. Apparently, Ivor Wrench was distracted by something and started fumbling with something in the background, causing the Scorpion to miss him completely.
Do you know that in season 4, Matt's possibly going to make us take actual damage in game for fucking the audio up.
It's already like existing like items in the world.
It's only you.
Well, I don't know. It's also you as well.
When have I ever... Okay, I did in season 1. I'll admit.
That's you. That's you all the fucking time, just rubbing your hands together.
I'm not, though. Oh, it's the drawing tablet noises. Oh, okay.
The fourth Rad Scorpion also goes for the light source, Gertrude, and tries to grab on to the arms of the Dull Dominator with its claws. And this one holds on to Gertrude. It's grabbed hold of your arm, but it's not doing any damage to you.
Nope. 2 physical resistance.
Yeah, so you're a... Your little tanky perks are doing a lot of good work in this round here. So, yeah, you've got one with its stinger on your tit and one hanging onto your arms.
Oh, Jay.
That's what I mean. Fine.
Nurse Handy, what are you going to do with this chaos?
Oh, I'm going to jump into this with my laser pointer. Because now, this is the reason why I got rid of my bloody flamethrower. It never worked for me. My energy weapons, I've got attacked, so yeah, laser pointer.
Let's see if this is a success, go for it. Point and shoot, and you missed. You were aiming at the one that wasn't even moving as well.
I know, that's just not my day.
Not your day at all. Gertrude and Billy Bob both have the same initiative, so you get to go next.
Alright, big girl, looks like I mean, you were the one that got hit, so I'll let you go.
Yeah, Gertrude's the one with 2 scorpions hanging off of her.
Dildo time.
Just start helicoptering it, you'll reach them.
Could I?
Do they hang off like nipple rings?
Could I do a wide sweep? Is that possible?
Could you do a wide sweep? We do not have a wide sweep move for any of these. Let me have a look at the rule book and see if I can find a melee weapon or a melee
And just to confirm, the Dual Dominator is two-handed, yes?
Yes.
Well, you can just put it on your waist.
So it'll have Vicious on it.
Maybe we make harness for it and we can strap it on.
I'd be more than happy to help you with that, Gertrude.
When again, I'm very concerned how it went where you went in life at this point with the red leather. Now you're wanting to help her make a strap on. Who have you become?
You're just jealous, Billy.
I'm pretty sure she's my descendant, so no, absolutely not. Now I'm poor.
If I am your descendant, then you know damn well who I got this from.
There isn't any upgrades or any other like unique melee weapon things that are able to hit more than one at once. Unfortunately,
I'll take the one that tried to stab me. Then I'll say it's the one on the right.
I like the idea of a wide sweeping attack, though. That's maybe it's something we can add, but not now.
Fair enough.
Something to talk about.
Well, that's three successes.
Yeah, that is definitely a success there. That's your target. You got a 9 and a 2 from your rolls there. That's three successes, okay. So roll the damage on that one.
Oh, only 5, but it has Vicious. So would that make it 6 because of the face?
Yeah, we'll give it 6. 6 damage in that case. 6 damage to the... What one? You hit? Probably not hitting the one that's attached to your arm just now.
Well, yeah,
I guess it's the other one. Yep, so you've managed to knock it off of your nipple. And done 6 damage to it. So it's down now. There we go. Excellent. So these scorpions are much hardier than they look. They are all still standing and ready to go. Billy Bob, what are you doing?
I am going to hit the one that hasn't attacked anybody yet. He's kind of by himself over there on the map. Right there. And I'm just going to full on take aim with my laser sight, which gives me plus 1 attack dice with my railway rifle.
Excellent. So you're taking the aim, you're getting plus 1 attack dice, no problem, go for it. Let's see if you hit first.
Do I... now I don't just add roll the railway dice. Rifle
first.
Yeah.
No, not to the attack
damn
screen,
it.
No.
God damn it. Alright, well I fired and missed. I fired and I missed.
Yeah, the railway... pin that you fire out of your rifle just pings off of the wall in the back end of the large atrium.
Damn it!
Does Snufflepuff do anything?
Snufflepuff? Well, you should probably go help. Snufflepuff girl, I would love to keep you by my side, but you should probably go help one of these others over here, alright? So she probably, since Ivor is probably nearest to me, I'm going to send Snufflepuff to go over and attack the one attacking Ivor.
Alright, so Billy Bob throws a small dog at the scientist to his left.
Yes. And...
Ah! Oh.
And
thank you.
3 successes!
And yeah. the dog attacks and succeeds. Remember to add 1 damage dice to the damage for this.
Oh.
Because everybody keeps forgetting that Snufflepuff does have a knife.
Yeah. Damn it! I like the first one better.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll take the first one with one of your other damage here. So we're going to go for 3 physical damage with a vicious effect, of course.
She is a vicious.
It does have physical resistance, so it only does 2 points of damage. But that's still 2 points of damage.
Snufflepuff, get it where the leg connects to the body. Clean cut the leg off. All right, there you go. Yeah, yes, we want to keep that. It's going to be good salvage later.
The knife does bounce off of the exoskeleton, but chipped it enough to do 2 points of damage. All right, we're back to Winnegan. You are currently being unmolested at the moment in this battle. What are you doing?
It's almost like I paid my dues last time. Winnegan, as always, primarily going to try and help Gertrude out. So, I'm going to go for this scorpion right here. Just a single shot this time.
And good choice. Interesting choice. It's going to have to be a good shot because you don't want to accidentally hit Gertrude here when it's hanging off of her arms.
Oh, is this one... Which one's on her... Which one's off of her now?
The one that she smacked with the...
Yeah, I'm going to hit the one she hit so that I don't risk that.
Excellent, no problem. So, are you doing any extra cranking, or...?
Laser rifle. Just a single shot this time.
Destroy them with lasers.
Yeah, fire an excellent success there. You rolled 2 5s, so fire in with the damage. That is
6
good.
With piercing,
yeah.
1.
Got piercing as well, so you've managed to negate that energy resistance it's got on its exoskeleton. So yeah, it's going to take the full 6 points of damage, which is another critical hit. I just put it down to 6 HP there. 6 points of damage, there we go. And where did you hit it? Let's see, you hit it on the, yeah, right in the torso. So this Rad Scorpion now has a bleeding wound and will take damage on its next turn.
Ooh.
Still not dead? My god, these things are tougher than I thought.
Ah, yeah, they are tough lads. And
they're not that tough.
Flower, you now have a dog on your team. Currently chewing this Rad Scorpion that's trying to get you.
Ah, yes. Thank you for the distraction. I want to be the minor action aim again, but aim for like the tail, but not the stinger.
Yeah, aiming for its tail. Go for it.
Yeah.
Success this time, brilliant. Nice. So, you've managed to hit with a roll of an 8 and a 9. Roll that damage for me.
Yep.
Like 2 points in. It's only 1 point of damage, actually. So, yeah.
Plus 1.
Just a glancing.
And it plus 1 damage from the actual aim. Well.
Yeah, it's got energy damage resistance. So, yeah, just a glancing shot off of its tail, but just enough to do a little bit of damage.
Every bit helps.
Yep, every little helps.
Do, 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 do.
The scorpions are back in the game now. The one with one leg here, quite unhappy about getting it shot off, doesn't know who to go for. Who actually made the shot? Was it Winnegan or was it the robot? What's going to happen? Who's it going to go for? Evens it goes for Winnegan, odds it goes for the robot. Let's see.
Oh no.
And once it...
And it's even. Winnegan, looks like
not
you're...
Not again. I'll be back to 5 HP in no time.
Let's see if it poisons you. It does not.
Hey.
It attacks you with its stinger, looking for that poisoning shot, and I don't know, Winnegan, what happens here? Do you deftly step out of the way, or does it just straight up miss?
I think it tries to like sting her in the leg, and she like sort of does a half splits to get away from it. Like, you know, side splits down to like eye level with it with the gun.
I would have shouted out, it's the outfit, it helping.
The dogs were merely training for this moment.
Reading so much about her, she thinks she's in the Matrix.
Bending over backwards directly.
So we've got 3 more scorpions. One of them's attacking Ivor. It's just going in for its regular claw attack this time. And yeah, it grabs you, Ivor. It has a hold of you.
Balls.
It does 4 physical damage to your... Oh, it's actually grabbed you by the face. It's got its claw right in your face, so it's grabbing you by the head. You take...
You have a vasectomy.
Do you have any damage resistance in your head? Are you wearing a helmet at all?
I would say, do I still have the helmet? It's the last time
I'm
I...
asking
was... No, because we're in the super duper market, basically.
Just
it,
say yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to be truthful.
It's okay, I've checked your character sheet. The answer's no. So yeah, you're going to take a crit hit from this. Now, we haven't actually had one on the head yet, have we, for crit hits? I'm pretty sure it's just going to be like blurred vision or something
concussion.
Like that. Or like a sort of concussion or something like that. Let me just check.
-6 intelligence.
Ring my bell.
Yeah, so a head crit hit, you're momentarily dazed. You lose your normal actions in your next turn. Although you can spend AP if you do want to still have your action. So you cannot see clearly either, so any you're going to have an increased difficulty in all your tests that rely on vision, so... I think shooting counts.
He's just stomping around going, ah, please, forget it off.
I mean, it's clamped onto your face, so I'm quite happy to say that any melee attacks that you do won't actually require vision, so it won't increase your difficulty for them. But yeah, if you're looking to shoot it, then probably you'll need your eyes for that.
Okay, I'll probably.
So yeah, so you've now got a critical head injury.
Oh, lovely, thank you.
Alright, that leaves the two more. Now, one of them needed to take some bleed damage, so let me just roll a quick damage dice for that.
Bring it on.
Yeah, so the scorpion is continuing to lose blood. It takes a little bit more damage, it only takes 1 point of damage, but it is still bleeding. It hasn't cured its bleed wound yet, so it'll continue to bleed on its next turn if it's still alive. It does attack Gertrude. It's going to try and grab on, and it does a crit fail. Oh my god, it rolled a 20. What are we going to do to it? How are we going to punish this scorpion? Let's see, how much damage would it have done to you? It would have done 3 physical damage to you if it had hit. So it's going to accidentally grab onto one of your more heavily armoured parts, and it's going to break off its left claw. Its left claw is now useless to it. In fact, I'm just going to say it cannot use claw attacks for the rest of the battle. That's its punishment. It has lost its claw attacks, and it has took three more points of damage to itself and lost its claws. So that was a bad roll for that scorpion. The other one is still going in for the claw attack, however, on you, despite... Oh, did that just do the same fucking thing?
Oh, it did.
It rolled a 20 as well. What a poor roll for these scorpions. Good
Gertrude
lord.
Just flexing, just going, whoa. Yeah.
Gertrude just flexes her massive breasts.
and
breaks 4 claws off of these scorpions as they're attacking her.
Gertrude has iron titties.
This one only takes 2 points of damage from it, but it's lost its claw attack now. Oh, Jesus.
You know, normally I'd tell you to calm your tits, big girl, but in this case, no. No, keep it up. Whatever you're doing is working.
Cat, since ladies. I'm immune to poison, these two are basically harmless to me now, right?
Basically, yes. So these two are absolutely... Together. Yeah, they've completely ruined their chances of doing any damage to you at all.
Gertrude could keep one as a pet.
And the claws have broke off pretty much perfectly. And when I say perfectly, I mean like perfectly to fit in a pot.
Oh, that's pretty nice. How nice.
So that's so they both get, but that's the punishments for rolling crit fails. Jesus Christ, I didn't expect that. Okay, is that all the scorpions done then? I think it is. Let's go back to Nurse Andy.
Yay. So yeah, I'd like to try my laser again. That was a misfire last time. I'm gonna shoot the one of Gertrude's ones, or the one on the left on the cross screen.
Don't touch my pet.
Yeah, my... Yes, fine. So
carry on, I wanna shoot that one.
If I miss, I'll hit it. Yep. Roll the laser damage. Or the laser gun, sorry. Yeah, you hit with this time. Excellent. So a 4 and a 3 you rolled there, that's 3 successes, no problem, roll the damage. Ah, there you go, so no face card, so don't have to worry about that. Yeah, it takes 2 points of damage. And that is it. You done with your turn?
Yeah, no, I just want to keep trying to kill these guys.
Brilliant. So, Billy Bob, Snufflepuff and Gertrude.
I'll let you keep going first, big girl, don't worry.
If you're sure, Gertrude will take the one that's still bleeding.
Just give another smash, another stomp. Yep, with the...
I'd say it's a thrust.
More of a thrust, yes. Well, yeah. I think that's...
Straight through.
That is a kill shot. You have took the claws that you broke off, stuck them in your pockets, and just crushed the head and body under the severe and... disturbing weight of the Dildominator. That is a crushed bug. Billy Bob, how are you going to follow that up?
Well, I am going to shoot the one that's in front of Winnegan. with my regular rifle again. I'm just gonna do the old tried and true method.
Yep, so Wenigan's doing her Matrix moves and Billy Bob fires the railway rifle. Two successes, so you definitely didn't hit Wenigan, so that's good. You do hit the scorpion, so roll the damage on that one there.
Yes, that is a
brilliant shot. Breaking as well, so you actually, breaking is a good one on this one because this one has the good physical resistance already, so you actually strip that physical resistance away from the exoskeleton of the scorpion with that shot, so you've done a lot of damage there.
Hell yeah!
Unfortunately, it's in a pretty damn sorry state, but it's not dead. it's hanging on for dear life there.
It will be. Soon.
And be I guess we'll just...
It's bleeding.
Depends on where it was hit. No, actually, that's just another claw being knocked off.
Oh, we're collecting them.
Yeah, you really are collecting claws here, Jesus.
We're being super efficient. We're butchering them while we're fighting them.
Really, really good. To be fair,
you, you did go into this planning to get some meat from them, I guess.
Get out of our face! Get off our face!
Yes, and...
Does anyone have butter, perhaps?
No. Snufflepuff, what are you doing?
Snufflepuff is attacking the one that she is right next to. Still, she is attacking... And
continuing to, unfortunately, she does not connect with the second thrust of her knife, and that gets us back to the start of the turn, Yota, again. Here we go. So Wenigan, you now have a severely injured Rad Scorpion in front of you.
Execution time, I think. Oh, Billy Bob, before I forget, I remembered something about scorpions. Some Rad Scorpions are the same. Unlike lobsters, we can't eat the tail. That's where its anus is. It's all digestive tract in there. So we have to remember not to eat that part. We need to get the... You know, like with shrimp, where you take the little poop line out? We need to do that with them and cut the tail off.
Well...
You're supposed to take that out?
Very much so. It's...
But what about... But what about crawdads? Yep. No one ever had a crawfish? Crawfish
boy? I have, but I assume they don't have venom and... anus glands
no,
and tails.
No, but you usually eat the tail part.
Yes, start talking, kill
the
one
on my face!
Does
the digestive system run through their tail, or no?
Eh, I mean, it does.
It does, so maybe. We'll see. In any case, I'm going to go kill this one first. Hopefully. Two successes.
When again with Google on her pet boy there. Looking up scorpion facts.
Yeah, that matrix leans back and stuff. So, how to cook scorpion.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think you've successfully executed this one that's in front of you. Yeah, absolutely no problem there. It only had one HP left, so you have just pointed your laser musket at it. Execution
it's
style.
Roll zero.
It is possible to roll a zero. It's just highly unlikely. So, mind you, with the energy damage resistance that... It was close to not taking any damage there, but you had piercing on it, so you definitely killed that Rad Scorpion. So that's two down.
That's one for the pod. Now, claws as well.
Flower, what are you doing?
Screaming.
He's gonna disappointed dad GM mode.
You've got a Rad Scorpion attached to your face. You can't see.
Okay. I forgot where it was. Oh, yes! I was going to pull out a screwdriver and just try to stab it off.
Alright, so he pulls out a screwdriver with this Rad Scorpion attached to him and tries to stab it.
This is where he goes blind. Oh!
He successfully stabs it, and it's, I guess it's his underbelly. Go on, roll that damage for me.
Okay.
You don't do much to this at all. You're just sort of waving your screwdriver. You're clipping it a couple of times. You do manage to do a couple of points of damage, but that scorpion has not letting go of your face. It's still
attached.
You just
see blood and tears coming from his face. We'll see.
And I think that's the Rad Scorpion's turn now. So yeah, the Rad Scorpion's going to try and sting you while it's using its stinger on you while it's got a hold of you.
Oh, it's been fun.
And it's successfully gets its stinger right into you. Does 4 poison damage and poisons you. So you're...
He's on two.
So you're going to take poison damage in your next turn if you're not helped by...
We're going to by the monkey.
I wasn't expecting this to be the end of Ivor, but it might just go that way.
It's been fun.
Like, Ivor is slowly dying over there, and Winnegan and I are like, so if you put it, like, in a boil,
You should have stayed in the
boil. Get some cayenne pepper or something on there. We're like, oh yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Yep, Ivor, you have been infected. You are now taking persistent poison damage. Alright. The other scorpion is currently attacking Gertrude, but has been unsuccessful in its last two attempts to do any damage to Gertrude. It's now got a decision to make. Will it continue to attack Gertrude, or will it try elsewhere? Let's do another wee roll for that. Even says it tries elsewhere. It's odds, it's going to keep on attacking Gertrude. And it's going to do absolutely no damage at all. Because it's absolutely fucking stupid. Yep, it would have done 5 poison damage to anyone else, but no, it attacks the one person in the team that's immune to poison. God, well done, Rad Scorpion.
Piercings.
I mean, did it successfully hit you? You do take the stinger, the wherever, I don't know, on the chin or something like that, but yeah, it doesn't do any damage to you.
Got you by thinking about getting stretches in her ear, yes.
And yeah, so Nurse Handy gets to react.
Don't kill this one. I want it as a pet.
Fine. I'll kill the one next to Snufflepuff, the dog. If that one's still around.
I like how you comment Snufflepuff.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well. He's in the one next to Snufflepuff, not the one that's currently attacking Ivor and poisoning him.
Oh, okay. And that was the one I meant. That's the one I see on the board, but yeah. I mean, this time I'm going to mix up with the buzzsaw, though.
Alright, so you actually go up to the Rad Scorpion and try to saw it off of Ivor's face, I'm guessing.
Crit failed, he hits low.
Oh my god, he did.
This is awful.
Right. Roll the damage for me.
I'll see if it works.
Oh no. Oh no, he's killed him.
I'm sorry, the damage doesn't work, so yeah, there's no damage.
Yeah, is that what you think? Alright, let's go into your character sheet here, see if I can fix that for you.
I embrace death.
You're gonna fucking have to, right?
Like, no one else is struggling, and like, Moreover is having just like the absolute end of his life.
Okay, so.
My life is flashing before my eyes.
What do you want? Do you want odds or evens, Flower?
that's a question.
Yeah, how about flipping an actual coin? I think that'd make it more fun.
I'll roll whatever.
Odds or evens, just give me one.
Odd. Because I am.
Odd, you're correct. It damages you. The buzzsaw bounces off of the claw that's attached to your face and runs through Ivor Wrench. He takes 4 points of damage and is now in his death throes. We're now got somebody that's at 0 HP and you are starting to die.
Sorry, I missed.
I'm so glad we have a medical robot to help deal with this. Surely we'd be lost without it.
You would be useless without me. You must admit.
My first character death.
You're only in your dying throes yet. You're not actually. You're in a state of dying. So there's a couple of bits you have to go through to actually die. First of all, you're going to get your own survival attempt on your next turn, which is just an endurance and survival test. It's going to be a difficulty equal to the number of injuries that you have. So for you, luckily, you really only have one injury. It's just your hit points that have been drained. So it will just be a one difficulty test for you to pass, which might be difficult. And people can stabilize the dying. It requires an intelligence and medical test. with a difficulty equal to the number of injuries the patient has. So yeah, it's just going to be a one on that one as well. So hopefully we'll see what happens. But yes, Flower's dead. Dr. Ivor Ridge is lying on the floor, covered in blood, with green ooze coming out of his mouth from where the poison has been injected. And yeah, the robot just sort of takes its buzzsaw out of Ivor Ridge's sternum. And Winnegan, sorry, not Winnegan, Gertrude and Billy Bob can now take their turn.
Well, that went. Okay.
So
just to be clear, we're not cooking that one.
Can I potentially make this one submit somehow?
Keep pretend you're a bigger, badder rad scorpion, but the Dildominator is your tail.
You can't.
Oh. I can.
Oh, animal handling. Yeah.
No, if you're going to do it, it has to the one that's fucking over Flower.
It has to attack me, though.
But the one you're fighting is declawed, which might be the safer option.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm happy to let you taunt it or shout at it or like try and convince it to attack you.
Hey! Dang!
Okay, something that would work for a scorpion. I'm not going to let you shoot at it.
Potential food!
Clack your fingers at it like you're clacking tongs.
Yeah, how would you distract a scorpion?
How do I do this? I know! I've got it! I'm going to pick up a rock and I'm going to throw it at it.
The ultimate weapon.
All right.
Let's get its attention. I'm going
to
bounce off it.
Wouldn't it register the dog as food?
I'm ready to delete my character sheet.
It registers everything as food.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna throw a rock at it and make sure you see if I can get its attention. Like, I have it bounce off and be like, hey, bitch, come here.
All right, no problem. So throw. There is a throwing ability.
And I have no... This is going to be so bad.
It's also an agility ability, which is one of your lowest stats.
I just imagine it's like SpongeBob where I like throw it and it only goes like 2 foot, like
Yeah, you try and throw a rock at it and it just sort of falls on the ground at your feet.
I guess I kill it then. Make it easier.
Okay, which one are you trying to kill?
The only one that's in front of me.
The one that's currently in front of you. Excellent, go for it. Yeah, yeah, that's a success for you. And, that's a pretty vicious crap roll, but yeah, it still has its exoskeleton, so it's only going to be 3 points of damage there.
Eh, better than nothing.
And it's still alive. Alright, Snufflepuff's the only one that hasn't went yet.
Alright,
Ivor Wrench is now frothing at the mouth.
Like, Snufflepuff doesn't even have a medical ability and she's the only one like trying to heal him, like
unfortunately I don't think Snufflepuff has an intelligence or medicine
skill.
That is
a crit fail on biting.
She's a crit fail.
Do I turn and
roll the damage to our
flower? It'd be more
deserved
to be a bit harmless.
Oh my god,
damn dog.
Yeah, Snufflepuff has just bit Ivor Ridge, increasing his injuries to 2, making his survival check more difficult.
Well, I've enjoyed my time on the podcast,
guys.
No,
and I'm like,
hang on,
I'm like,
hang on, does it do any damage? If it does zero, if it does zero, then I think he should get away with it.
That is 3 damage.
That was a nice try there, Jay, but no, it... Yeah, he's just further injured the dying man.
We told you not to eat that, Snufflepuff! Bad! Bad! I'm gonna spray him with a squirt gun.
You want me to put him out of misery?
Shit, the duck!
I do specifically have 1 bullet left for just that from the revolver.
Speaking of which, Winnegan, I think it's your turn.
I take out the revolver. Not quite that dire yet. Do you know what? There's already like a dog and a bot attacking that thing. I think I'm going to run over and try and heal Flower a little bit. Let's try and help him not die.
Excellent. Alright, so Winnegan runs over, and with the scorpion still attached to his face, she's going to try and stabilize the dying man.
I do have a blood pack if that helps anything.
Unfortunately, it doesn't at this stage. What you need to do is you need to roll an intelligence plus medicine test, and you need to do it with a difficulty of 2. You're going to have to do 2 passes in order to stabilize him.
Mother,
sorry.
Okay. Gonna burn.
Sorry, hang on, very quickly. Can I aid Winnegan as her medical bot? Can I maybe lower her better her chances if I aid her?
No, you cannot. However, you do
we
still
have action
like
points.
Like I was going. Yeah, I was going to remind you. You do have a full roster of AP you could spend.
Remind me how much I get from that again?
All right, you spend 1 AP for an extra dice, or you can spend 3 AP for 2 extra dice.
Can I use 3, team? This is a group decision.
Yeah, or you can spend all 6 for 3 extra dice.
Now it's spending all 6.
He's dying enough. He's dying, but I'm not spending all 6.
Yeah, like, in Winnegan's head, she hears, like, would you like to spend all 6? And she said no, and she, like, flips off Ivor that's sitting right there, like, no, fuck you. And
right, all 3?
I thought we were friends.
Works for me.
If that's all right, if that's everyone, all right. So that's 2 extra dice on the medicine intelligence check.
All right. Yep. Go for it. You need to get 2 successes here.
I got 3. Thank God.
3 successes. You rolled an 8, a 5, and a 4. Well done there. That's excellent. So you have managed to stabilize the dying man. He has an HP of 1. And currently suffering from 2 separate injuries. So,
can one of you two kill that bug before he puts him out?
Hold
again?
On, I got a question. Is he still poisoned?
Don't yes. remind him.
He is still poisoned.
What are we
yes.
gonna do? We have an antidote. Like, what do we need to do? Because he's just gonna go die again in the next round.
Well, as has turn.
I swear to God. You caused this.
Yes.
You did.
You stabilize him just long enough for him to die again.
If you can't keep your damn whore mouth shut.
Yes. I know. Poison is all determined by what's said out loud.
Clearly. Whether Cap remembers to roll it, very much.
We've all assessed Cap doesn't forget these things.
He does.
He does not.
Episode 35, Rusty Wrench.
Flower, it's your turn. Please roll for me an endurance test. We need to get you back up here. It's endurance against survival, and you need a success of 2 in order to. In order to stay alive.
I'm gonna die!
Wait.
Is it still 2?
Has he still got his wins?
I'm still dying.
Yes, he does.
Stabilize him. Okay.
Goodbye.
Great.
Do you have any luck, or do you want to spend the remainder of your AP? Remember, you still have 3 AP left.
And so he faces... the final curtain. It's clear.
I'm tempted not to, but...
Do you have any luck, mate?
I do not have any luck.
He doesn't have any luck left.
Regrets, he's had a few.
Do you want to spend the rest of your AP on this? An extra 2 dice?
He's dead to mention.
Joe, well, I'll speak up. Let's let him roll. Give him one more chance.
You hear two Stimpats clicking in his pocket.
There's almost no chance he makes it.
I mean, yeah, can I actually do a medical check on him? Last one, this is the robot, just instant broke. Yeah, haha.
You're gonna make it worse.
Yeah, you know, just you know, one of those. Just
crit fail.
Bang,
crit fail.
6.
That does nothing. We need at least 2.
Tell the officer.
Oh, that's because it's not our turns.
It's not your turn either, is it, Carlin?
Exactly.
Flower twitches, convulses, and goes limp.
And shits himself.
Dr. Ivor Wrench has died in this subway.